The Lord of the Rings are in the news again with Amazon releasing the Rings of Power or whatever, which I guess is based on books I've never read. Father Aaron's probably read them several times, so if you want to know more, go ask him. But I was recently asked about whether I'd read The Lord of the Rings or not, you know, the trilogy, and I'd read The Hobbit, and I said, well, I've read 2.5 of the books. And I said, you stopped halfway through the third book? And I said, yeah, I did. I said, why would you do that? I said, because Tolkien was driving me nuts. I was so sick of him spending 1 out of every 3 pages describing how miserable everybody was. It was just depressing. It's like, I know it's hard, I know they're unhappy, I know they're tired. Just move the story along. But as I was thinking about it, isn't that our reaction to so many things in life? We don't want to face the suffering or the difficult times. We just want it to be over with. We want to move past it. And we want to ignore it. But we can't. I think I probably made a mistake and that Tolkien was right in doing what he did. But that's our natural instinct, right? To run away from whatever is causing us pain. We don't want to face suffering. We either have that instinct to fight against what's causing us suffering or to flee from it. But Jesus, in our gospel today, is doing something very different. He's facing it. He's acknowledging what's going to happen, that he is going to be killed, handed over to men. And the disciples don't want to face it either. They didn't understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. I don't want to go there. Let's run away from that. But as Catholics, we know that suffering is a part of life and is not to be fled from, but to be embraced as Christ does in our gospel today for a purpose. For a purpose. Our suffering has value. And the only way to completely avoid suffering is to make no attachments to anything, to isolate ourselves completely from material goods, from other people, from friendships. We don't love, we can't hurt. If we don't have an attachment to anything, it doesn't bother us when it's taken away. But we know that's not what Christ calls us to do. St. James reminds us of that in our second reading today, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. That self-centeredness causes these foul practices. Love requires us to open our hearts to another person, to the possibility of being hurt, of suffering for the sake of something. And although we don't seek out the suffering for itself, we know that sometimes why we suffer has value. Parents who spend all night up with a sick child, losing sleep and tired and exhausted and worried about their child are suffering. But they do it gladly for the sake of their child, knowing that they are part of something larger than themselves, that they are taking care of another life. All of us have suffered for some sake. Business people who are trying to invent something or get their business out there often struggle and suffer and go through difficult times to try and bring their vision to fruition. That doesn't mean the suffering is pointless. And as Catholics, we are called to pick up our cross and follow Christ as well, to suffer for the sake of the gospel. And sometimes I think we treat it rather as an avoidance of suffering, that if I believe hard enough, magically everything will just go away. But that's not how it works. Are we willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel, even in small ways? Out at a restaurant in public, do we hide our prayer because we're afraid of what people will think of us? On social media, do we fear putting our views out there because we know that people won't agree with us sometimes? Are we that afraid to suffer even a little bit of somebody saying something or being embarrassed that we're not willing to stand up for the sake of the gospel? Are we willing to suffer the possibility of rejection in preaching the gospel to someone because we don't want to suffer any hurt feelings? Jesus gives us the example of suffering everything because he loves us. And we received everything for it. God became man, suffered the humiliation and torture of the cross and death itself, so that we might live. What are we willing to suffer for the sake of Christ? What are we willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel? If we're not willing to suffer, it means we don't love. We haven't loved enough. Tolkien, in writing about the Lord of the Rings, I think must have been looking at our gospel today. He must have been looking at it, because we see in that the one who suffers carrying the ring is not a prince, is not a king, is not a warrior like some of his other companions, but is like a child, a halfling, who for love of his people, love of the world, is willing to undergo that suffering for the sake of all. He becomes the servant and last of all for the sake of others, taking on the burdens so that they might live. Brothers and sisters, we must do the same. Take on the suffering, face it, and carry our cross. Not because we suffer for the sake of suffering, but because we love. We're willing to do it for others and willing to do it for God. May we take up our cross daily and follow Christ, becoming the servant of all and putting our lives at the service of something greater than ourselves.